Welcome to The V Word, recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 LPFM. I'm your host, Carol Olson, and today I have guests with me from Womenage Dialysis. I have Sarmista Taludor and Emily Robinson here to talk a little bit about their work as collaborative musicians and a fundraiser they're doing. So thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
You're going to be on Inspire Indeed later this month as a full interview about everything you're doing. But as an expert, we'd just like to talk a little bit about how you serve victims of violence.
So as a survivor myself, I want to reach out to as many survivors as possible and help them, empower them, and in whatever ways they feel comfortable or need to be. So this week on Saturday, April 8th, we are having a fundraiser for Stop Child Abuse Now, which is working very hard to protect and treat children from abuse. And I think they're doing a great job, and I want to support them. I have been volunteering with them for some time, but I think now that I am a musician, I can do more for them. So yeah, we are trying to raise some money for them, because I have seen that they often struggle with like food, snacks, and supplies. So yeah.
Tell us a little bit more how your group works together to raise money.
Our group is very open, and it's very loosely structured and open, which I guess makes it more powerful. Each member can do or contribute to whatever cause they feel is important to them. And I think we all just go and support the person who wants to do whatever they want to do. And I think we have been doing that for some time. We did something for RFP recently, and now we are doing something for SCAN. We are trying to put together this music show, and we'll also be performing in that show as well.
And what time and where is the event?
The show is at Good Day RVA, and it starts at 9 p.m.
So Emily, for you, you have some background in working in the anti-violence world. Can you talk a little bit about your dedication to ending violence against women and girls?
Sure. I work at the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance on the hotline. I'm a hotline crisis services specialist. And I recently just got back from the Girls Rock Camp Alliance conference. Sarmista was there with me too. And I taught a workshop there about using improvisation for healing from trauma and for community building around issues like that. And that went really well. I really hope to bring some of that stuff to Richmond also and start teaching about that, because I think that making collective sound together is a really powerful tool for healing.
Oh, I want to talk about the No More Violence exhibit as well. I think you're involved in that too. Yeah.
Please do. Yes, I am involved.
So Melina Magnolia and we are trying to put together this workshop/exhibit for survivors as well. And it's called No More Violence. The exhibition will be at Gallery 5 on the first Friday of June. And it'll be featuring art made during the workshop, which will be help in the empowerment of survivors. So if any survivors want to be a part of this project, we wholeheartedly welcome you. We'll make sure that you feel respected, you feel safe, and any concerns that you may have during this process, we will take care of that. Because the aim of this project is to empower you so that you feel good about yourself, and you can inspire and empower other people as well.
And the workshops are May 13th and 20th?
Yes.
And how can they, if they want to sign up, how can they access information? Or is it posted yet?
We have email addresses. You can email me. It's sarmishta.talukdar, sarmishta.talukdar, talukdar@gmail.com. And I will forward those messages to Melina, and we will definitely get to you, and we will do whatever we can to help empower you.
It's going to be a fascinating event, and I feel very honored to be a part of it. So
Thank you, Carol, for being a part of it. Yeah, Carol, you're awesome. You're doing art therapy for, yeah, you have two workshops, right?
Yeah, yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you for being a part of that.
Oh, sure,
we're so
course.
Honored to be working with you.
Well, thank you. And we will then we'll actually have that group on a future show at WRIR as well to talk about and maybe have some of the art in before mm-hmm. the events. And I usually end the show with access to a hotline, the statewide hotline. So would you like to go ahead and give the number and the different ways that people can access help on the hotline?
Sure. You can call the statewide domestic and sexual violence hotline at 1-800-838-8238. And if you also go to the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance website, there is also a way to chat with the staffer at any time, 24 hours a day.
So thanks for coming by, ladies.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The V-Word, recorded here in the studios of WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond's independent radio. For more information or to hear past episodes, please go to thevword.org. And to support independent radio, to learn, volunteer, or donate, please go to WRIR.org. And tune in April 11th at 12 o'clock to hear this group on Inspire Indeed talk about how they use improvisational music to raise funds for local causes.